Hey there, podcast fam. Welcome to Sisters Say It All, the podcast where we spill the tea, share the laughs, and explore all topics that make life awesome and not so awesome. With us, anything goes. We are your favorite sister duo, Sophie Eckerhold and Stephanie Houghton, who have no boundaries when it comes to discussing everything under the sun. Think of us as your go-to pals, ready to chat, laugh, and sometimes cry. So, let's get started, friends. Welcome to Sisters Say It All.
Hello, hello.
Welcome from Port Stephens.
We're currently staying at the beautiful, lavish Bannisters in Port Stephens. They have two, Molly Mook and Port Stephens, yes. And we're currently here. And it's been amazing. It's just Steph and I taking some time out to ourselves.
Away from the kids.
Yep, which has been amazing.
We're here actually with Sherry
Tigo.
Oh, sorry, we're here with Sherry.
Yeah.
We are test driving their car for the weekend, their Tigo 7 Pro. It is
lavish.
Lavish, luxurious. You feel expensive driving it.
Yes.
Such a nice car. And also, guys, a very, very good price point.
Very affordable.
So it's an SUV. It's, yeah, very stylish and lots of features. What were some of your favorite features?
Obviously, I love the big screens. I love that you've got like the big screen across, which obviously has like your speed and everything to do with the car. And then you've got your other screen, which is, you know, where you can have Apple CarPlay and you can play your music and, you know, you've got your Bluetooth and things like that. But I also love, I don't know if it's just me and maybe I'm a good height for it, but the way that I sit in the car in line with the steering wheel is really nice.
Yes. I was going to say that.
It's like
a
perfect level.
Yes.
And it's really good. It has lots of great features, you know, very up to date and snazzy. The reverse camera I think's amazing because it captures everything. And obviously, like, you know, when you're going somewhere new and you're reversing in car spots and things like that, it's always nice to have a big camera. So that's really, really good. But honestly, a really great car. Like I've got a Kia at the moment, but I would 100% change over. Yeah. I'm sold for sure. And not just saying that obviously either.
Yeah, I just found that it runs so smoothly. It almost feels like you're in the air or something. I don't know if that's how you would explain it.
Like almost like could be very, like almost like an electric car because it's so smooth.
Yeah, and I've never been in an electric car before. Do they run really smoothly?
Yeah, like I've been in a Tesla before and you know, you basically can't hear it. And it kind of sounds from what I remember of that. And it's just sort of, it's quite similar in that sense, the way that it drives. Yeah. Yeah, lots of great features. Loving it. We've been going up and down the coast. Went to Anna Bay this morning. Yeah,
and you know what too? It's a great family car. It's very spacious, but it's not big. Because I know a lot of people don't really like driving big cars. Like I don't ever drive Dean's Ram because I feel like I'm in a beast and I have no control over it. Like
It's not too bulky.
It's such a perfect size, but it's so spacious. So it's 5-seater.
Yeah.
But yeah, great.
And it's got a sunroof, which is something I've always like wanted to have.
Panoramic sunroof, which is stunning.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful, it's a lovely car. Yeah. I haven't seen many of them.
I think they're only quite new.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see more on the road. So if you're looking for a good car, guys, they're very affordable. You can get different ranges. Do a test drive. Honestly worth it. Recommend it for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, we've only had it for 24 hours and I'm very blown away, but like I think it's great. But yeah, we're here at Bannisters. Bannisters is beautiful. We've snuck away from the kids, which has just been so nice. And Soph and I were talking just before. It's funny that when we leave our kids or when we kind of take the time for ourselves, it's like you feel like you've got to fit everything in, but we've been so lazy today.
It's been,
kind of trying to allow ourselves to.
I know. I'm like, it's such a nice day. I should be at the pool. I'm like, so if you've been at the pool for 3 hours, like you don't need, if you want to go in and watch a movie on Netflix, like it's okay, but it's that battle of.
Yes. Feeling like when you don't have the kids or when you're away, you feel guilty for doing nothing.
Yeah, almost. Exactly.
Like you've got to like fill your time up.
Yeah. It's really kid-friendly here too. Like we've seen lots of young families with kids and stuff too. And, we went to Rick Stein's last night, which was like seafood, which was amazing. Well, it's heavily seafood, but you have other options and stuff as well. We got a few oysters, which are amazing.
Yeah, like a swordfish dish.
You had a swordfish really dish. Then we got like two mains. We got like a curry.
Yeah.
Which was beautiful with chicken. And that was so good. Like, and roti and all that sort of stuff. And like this sort of, I think it was like a mango chutney, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then we got another beautiful fish as well. Which was a kind of like a hollandaise sauce. But anyway, food is amazing. We had some red. We had a beautiful spot in the restaurant. The service was amazing. They've also got this little Mexican restaurant here called Julio's, which is really cool because it's by the pool. It's very casual.
Yes.
But then you can eat by the pool, but then it's also like really nice inside how it's like decorated. It's kind of like where the lobby is.
Yeah, it is. So you can kind of, if you want to dress up, you definitely can.
Yeah.
But otherwise you can just order by the pool. Great margaritas.
Yeah, had an amazing margarita today. The prawn tacos, insane. Had them yesterday. And then I had some pork ones today. They were really good. And, yeah, the pool is my favorite. Yeah,
the beautiful infinity pool here, which I think they also do have at Molly Mook as well.
Yeah.
Everything's just really luscious.
And the rooms.
Such a great area. So it's at Soldiers Point.
Soldiers Point, Soldiers Beach, yep.
Yeah, it's so beautiful around here. And it's only a two-hour drive from home.
From the Central Coast. And it's just you feel like you're away from everything and got such a nice view of the beach and you've got like bushland in front of the beach and the rooms are nice.
Yeah.
We've been watching Netflix and what time did we go to bed last night? Like I think by the time I fell asleep was 10, but I think you fell asleep quite early.
Yeah. Do you feel guilty when you leave Felix at all, like for doing something for yourself? Because I know we've done an episode about this, about mum guilt.
Of course.
But I think that there's just a lot of people, women or more mothers, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, that tend to feel that guilt when they're leaving their kids, especially if it's to go and kind of do something like this, you know, like relax and switch off, where I am so big on really taking time out. And I think it's so important to fill your cup up to be able to be the best version of yourself for your kids.
I definitely feel guilty, especially if I have consecutive weekends in a row where I'm away. Like I'm, you know, last Saturday, Callie and I had a spontaneous night out like for Mardi Gras. Friend had won tickets and we, you know, went there last minute and it was amazing. It's an experience of like seeing directly in front of, you know, the parade and something that we probably will never do.
Night out for you and Kat.
Yeah, and it all worked out well in the end. But, you know, and then obviously I'm away this weekend and then next weekend I've got a girls, you know, I'm going and catching up with a couple of girlfriends up in Newcastle. So it's, I do. And I worry so much about like what other people think, like, oh, you're going away again or like comments like that. Like not that necessarily anyone says that. And because I'm away during the week for work.
Yeah.
But then it's like we have to earn money. So like what's my other?
Has changed since you've been working more? Because you're now doing 3 days a week, right?
He's probably a little bit more like wants – he's never been clingy but wants more of my time.
I know.
You know, sit down with him and play Legos. But, you know, I'm running around trying to get dinner ready and things like that when we, you know, pick him up from daycare and then it's like we've got – you know, a two-hour window. I think he's, just wants more my time to sit and play with him. But I think that also is probably coming with his age.
Oh, of course. So how old is he, 18 months?
Yeah. No, God, are we two in August? So, yeah, like I do feel a little – I get as he gets older, I don't feel as bad. But then I also feel bad for Calais, but it's what I put on myself, not what he puts on me.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, is everything all right? Like, you know, when I'll get home early so you can do your own thing and – you know, things like that, which like so many people probably wouldn't even bother to do. And look, Calais would probably be the same with me, but also a lot of men wouldn't necessarily be thinking of that.
No.
And the amount of times I've FaceTimed and checked in, you know, we've both been like on the phone to our husbands pretty much like so much, 10 times a day. Like, a lot.
I think I've FaceTimed like 3 times today.
Just today. And I'm the same though.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're here, you know, and it's like we're not really, which, yeah.
I find when I do take this time too, I appreciate them so much more too.
Oh, definitely. Like
how lucky and how blessed I am that I've got 3 healthy children, that I've got a, you know, fantastic husband. Because sometimes you get so caught up in the rat race, very rightfully so, that, you know, you don't really appreciate what's in front of you. You take it for granted. But then when you're away, you can kind of look it through a different lens and you're like, gosh. You know, it makes you feel so blessed that you have.
Definitely.
What you have.
And also too, it like makes coming back home now. Like I remember pre-kids, you know, Calais and I would go away or I'd go away, you know, and then I'd see Calais. And obviously that was always really exciting. But like it's so much more exciting coming home to like your kid. Like even after work, it just makes it so much more. It's like you've got that to look forward to at the end of the day. I know that with me for work.
And
you know,
how did you feel? Because you, I mean, no, you didn't become a mother late in life.
Oh, but
when you
later,
compared to me, like I was, 23. Did you ever have those feelings before, you know, when you were, before you tried to conceive? Like, did you ever have nights out or and yearn for a family?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we went out a lot you know, when we were living in Rozelle in Sydney and before I was pregnant. And, you know,
especially during COVID.
Oh, and COVID and things like that. And I think, like, you don't realize until you have it. So now it's like, you know, having Felix, if I had to go back to not that, I think it would be a lot harder because you don't really know what you've got until you have it really, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah, definitely, like, we wanted it. And I think, you know, then you'd go out and you'd be like, oh, I'll just go out this weekend. And you kind of pointlessly going out, like, not much direction. Like, you kind of lose that direction. Whereas when you have a child, I feel like there's just that bit of extra purpose.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense? Because it's, I'm like, well, I'm not pregnant. Might as well go out, you know, and then you end up being hungover the next day, sitting on the couch, feeling guilty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when you're like, oh, I wish I had, like, a kid so that, like, I couldn't go out or I didn't want to or whatever that be.
You kind of got to a stage in your life where you're like, well, what now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and we were always trying and we knew it was going to happen, but it's still, there was that period, a bit of a rough period, I guess you could say, that you're yearning for that and you just, like, want it right now. And, you know, then you, like, go and get drunk and hungover and you just feel like shit the next day of stuff that you don't already have as well, like, on top of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people say, you know, people use alcohol to hide their pain, or I wouldn't say it was like that, but, you know, I can understand that.
Yeah, kind of was like, well, what else do I do?
Yeah.
And you were how old were you when you had Felix?
I would have been like 32. Because I'll be 35 this October.
Yeah.
And he'll be.
Which isn't late, but I mean, I feel like these days, so many more people are having kids younger. Are they? Maybe not.
Oh, I would say it's a bit of a balance. I think a lot later, because women are so much more, like, focused on their careers.
Did you ever feel the pressure from the outside?
No.
Did you have kids?
No. No. I never, like, felt that, to be honest. Yeah, it was more just like what we wanted for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's, like, you have the first kid and then everyone's like, when's your second?
I know. And how do you feel about that?
Like,
do you
I'm excited. So ready, kind of, like, I think me and Calais just got to sort of work out being on the same page with when we want to do it, because there's not really any right time and we're just sort of navigating through, like, you know, the house and other, you know, opportunities and things like that. Do we wait? But, I mean, you can't really.
I think coming from me, obviously someone who has three kids, a lot of Zyla was a surprise. Hux, we were kind of at a point where we're like, oh, yeah, like, we could try for a baby, not thinking that it would obviously happen as soon as it did and we fell pregnant. And then Lenny was definitely a surprise too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, if we did it planned, who knows? I don't know if you're ever really
ready.
If you ever get to a point in your life, I think there's always – you can always make excuses or there's always a reason why next month might be.
And that's the thing. Exactly. And I think as a woman, is if you're getting older – you kind of are like, well, I don't want to be older. Like, I've got a clock time period.
A body
A body clock. Like, I'm not saying that I can't in 4 years, but I don't want to wait 4 years because that might be a better time. It's like, when's ever the best time?
I think sometimes, too, it's the outside noise as well that makes it so much harder. Like, scrap everything to the surf, like, really rip back everything to the surface. And it's kind of like, why do you want another baby?
Yeah.
Does all that shit matter? The house, does it matter? Like, obviously, of course.
And you need to be in a financial situation. Like, if you're struggling with one kid, absolutely, you want to be in a better financial
situation. But then, you know, fuck, you just adapt, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's such a battle. So it's kind of.
Do you feel pressured at all?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that pressure that I put on myself. Yeah. Sort of like, you know, how long is it going to take me? Is there going to be any complications? What if we can't have another one, you know? And then it'll be grateful for one, but now I'm really yearning for two.
So you're definitely at that.
Definitely. I'm very content with now, and it's like nice having one. You know, if someone watches them, it's just one kid.
I know, I think that.
We live with mum, things like that. You know, when you have two, it's a bit different. It's going to be more full on for you as a couple, I guess, I'm assuming, because one's going to be with one kid, one's going to be with the other. But then
one's going to be with one parent, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, sorry. One kid will be with one parent, the other kid will be with the other parent. So,
well, yeah, I think
that's a bit scary.
Comparing back to me, though, it could be very different. When I had Hux, yeah, that's when Z and Dean's relationship maybe really flourished, but maybe not. He's always been so hands-on and, like, phenomenal. But, yeah, you definitely – it, of course, puts more strain on the relationship. But, again – it's seasonal, right?
Exactly, and it's not forever. And I just think about Felix having a sibling.
Are you getting emotional with?
No, I just yawned.
Oh, okay.
So I just yawned and so my eyes got a bit very relaxed. And I just really want that for him. But also it'd be nice to just have two. I think that would just be the perfect. So, yeah, so I do feel pressured, I think, because of my age, outside pressures, you know, will it work? But then I'm also scared. I'm scared about being pregnant again and being tired and working, which every woman does, but like tired, working down in Sydney and then having a two-year-old.
I know.
You know, and then that freaks me out. You do, and it is what it is, and all these amazing women do it. That scares me. And then, you know, if there was any complications in the pregnancy or, you know, that anxiety and that anxiety
you can't control.
I know, and it's like I worried about that so much in my first. So I'm like, oh, I probably wouldn't worry about it much in my second because I've already got one healthy kid. So like whatever happens, happens. But then you still worry about it.
Of course you do. The moment you find out you're pregnant, oh gosh, everything shifts.
And because I'm older, like egg quality is different.
Of course. And you look, you didn't really have the smoothest.
No, but it also was not like there's been a lot of people in many worse situations. So I feel very lucky.
So beautiful of you to think like that.
That's how I look at it, honestly.
I know, but it doesn't take away that, you know, it wasn't an easy process for you. I mean, falling pregnant and then you had the miscarriage and then it took over a year.
Was it 7 months? But it felt like a year because when you want it so bad, you just want it to happen.
Of course.
You know? And then you see, you know, lots of your friends getting pregnant and having kids. So you're kind of like, oh, it'd be fun to be pregnant together. But yeah, so I think definitely, we'll definitely have another one.
And there is a reason, which I know you can't share yet, but you will, that there is a reason why you are potentially waiting.
Like, yeah.
Which you can't share. We can't share yet. I know, I hate to be those people that are like, we can't share yet, but, you know, soon we can or whatever. But yes, there is a reason why.
And it makes sense the reason why, yes, but it's just.
When can you? When will you be able to share that?
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, not for a while. It's nothing bad, anyone. No, it's all positive stuff. And it's just timing. So if we timed it right, it would just benefit us, I guess, is what I could say.
Yeah. But then it's like, do you wait? Because right now you don't have a timing of when this thing is going to commence.
And
so then what if it's 2 years away and what you wait 2 years and then you try then and you can't fall pregnant?
Exactly. Right? Like, and that's the thing.
So, of course, I can absolutely see.
And look, I'm not on the pill.
Fucking yo-yo you're kind of on. Like a seesaw. It's almost like you're kind of on. It's like, do you just, not YOLO, but do you try now, fall pregnant now, you're not going to wait, you know, let's just do it now or do you wait?
And we always said after Bali, you know, which is in April, we go to Bali. We're like, oh, after Bali, we'll, you know, start trying. But then it could take us a year. Or if we wait till next year, let's just say.
When this thing falls.
And then it could take another year. And it's just kind of like, what's more important? Having another child or this other stuff that I'm not saying is not important, but
it absolutely is. But yeah, it's
but it's really not. That's not what you're going to go to your grave with at the end of the day.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, we'll work it out and it'll happen. And look, I'm not on the pill. Obviously, careful. But anything could happen. But if it did, that would obviously be a miracle as well.
Yeah. I mean, talk about that. I have been feeling unwell today.
Oh, yeah. Steph has not been well. The poor thing.
I know, so if you can tell in this episode, I don't know what is going on, but I too
very drained, aren't you?
Very great today, which is.
Do you want to tell everyone like what you're feeling?
Oh, like just really.
Yeah, really nauseous. I think she woke up at was it 3 a.m. I'm like, oh, she's up on her phone. I'm like, oh, must be 6 a.m. because, you know, it's still dark.
Yeah.
I look at my friend. I'm like, 3 a.m.? And then she's like running to the bathroom. I was like, oh, no, the poor thing vomited. But then, and then we, anyway, and then she's such a trooper. I'm like, Steph, you can be in bed. Like, we're here on like.
I know, but I feel so bad.
But I'm like, don't. Like, if I want to go do my own thing, I can. And this holiday was literally, well, this weekend was about being, doing whatever we want and relaxing. Like, we don't need to be on the go all the time. Yeah. But anyway.
I know that there was a bit of a tummy bug going around, like my family had it the week before, but like it just doesn't feel, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to say too much in case I turns out that I'm
pregnant. You guys, you might be the first to know. Put your prayers in there.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I just don't feel right today, which is a bit.
Yeah. And I think it's like probably a stomach bug because I mean, we all had it in our family. Steph's whole family had it. And I think. I had it and then like a week later mum got it.
I know.
Yeah, Felix hasn't got it. Callie and I had it at the same time, but then I was with my girlfriends at Blink 182 on the Saturday, so when I would have been contagious, none of them got sick.
I know.
So it's very odd. I don't know.
But you know what it is too? It's like I can still kind of eat and drink. I've only seen you twice.
Yeah, and it's funny, the second time we were driving to Anna Bay, you know.
Oh, my God.
And Steph's there in the bush and there's this like a narrow driveway or narrow road bit to come back up, you know, to get to the main road away from the beach.
So we were like in this car park and it was absolutely stunning and we'll capture in some content of our incredible car. And I was like, so if I'm going to vomit, I'm going to throw up.
And so she got out of the car and I was like coming up and this big bus.
Like a tourist bus
was like coming down and it was on her side and it was a bunch of these like older people staring as she's mid-vomit. I am just laughing on the other side thinking, oh, my God, A, poor thing, but also B, this is freaking hilarious because they're probably like, oh, what a hungover young girl.
I know. And, like, it couldn't have been. Like, we literally had, like, 2 glasses of wine last night.
Yeah, I mean, I crossed my mind. Had more than you and I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that type of – you're not sick like that from that unless the wine was off, but then I would be sick.
No, I don't
– If you had, like, 3 bottles, 2 bottles?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, alcohol affects everyone very differently. Mm. Obviously, I drink a little bit more than you, like, you know, like, so it would affect me differently to you, but –
Definitely not hungover.
No.
I definitely don't feel hungover.
We were in bed by 9 o'clock. We had so much food.
And I felt really like full yesterday.
Yeah. And you came back feeling really bloated.
Very bloated. So who knows? I will update you.
She's had a bit of diarrhea as well.
Mm. Yeah. Which I think
comes with it. And I feel like that comes with a stomach. But you know what? You might just not have it as severe as like Dean, who is vomiting, or I vomited like consecutively. From like I reckon 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. like 12 times.
Yeah.
And then I was fine.
Yeah. See, no, I was nothing like that.
Yeah, but you just might be handling it differently.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
So who knows? But anyway.
That's why and there's also too why I'm kind of hibernating a little bit in case I do have a stomach bug. I don't want to be giving it to anyone. But
yeah, I've had it and apparently it takes 2 months to like get it again, like you're immune for 2 months. So
yeah, because it would be, if it is a stomach bug, it would be the same what you guys have.
Exactly.
So funny though, I've got to share yesterday's story. So we were all okay. Soph has this thing when she goes away where she likes to send Calais nudes. And I mean, look, I do too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just fun, quirky. Here's what you can't have, you know.
Keeping them on their toes, yeah, you know, send them on. Cute
anyway, phrase. I'm not going to take away from your creative skills because you are creative, but you're just not
not good with the camera.
Yeah, you're just not very good at the angles.
Oh, horrendous. That's fine. You're not taking it away. It's the truth. I am terrible.
Bagging you out.
You're not bagging me out.
And if I also sound a bit weird too, guys, I have an ulcer at the back of my tongue and it's really hurting to talk.
Put some Vegemite on it.
I know. But, yeah, anyway, so she was like, oh, will you take it for me? I'm like, absolutely.
I know. I mean,
I am your girl. Yeah. I will make that Nucci look tight. Perky and ready.
You're saying it's not tight.
It is tight, but I'm just saying, like, I know the angles. I'm your girl for the angles.
Exactly.
Right?
Whereas I would probably send like the worst photo and it look like a bloody cheeseburger or something.
Like a ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Devon sandwich.
So get her in the position, we take the photo and we send it. And he calls and she was like, you didn't say anything about my photo. And he goes, yeah, babe, it was hot. But it was a live photo, so all I can hear when I press on it is, oh, yeah, that's really good, Soph.
Of Steph there, and I'm like, oh, my God, trust him to even look at the live photo. Like,
hold it down.
I know, but trust him to even do that. I wouldn't even think to do that. But he's probably thinking, oh, this is really good. She hasn't taken this. It's someone else.
So he's pressed
it, and he's like, oh, that's really good.
And
like,
then you just hear me being like, oh, yeah, that's actually really good. But, you know, it's what sisters do, right?
Yeah.
This is what we do for each other. I don't need you. I actually haven't sent any photos to Dean.
I should probably send another little. And when I mean photos, it might just be like, it's not necessarily.
Like launchy photos.
Yeah, it could just be mean like cute underwear or something like that. It's not always like full nude or of those parts of our body. But, you know, I just saw. That one wasn't even that explicit anyway, to be honest. I probably could be a little bit more like a
back,
fun.
It was just a little up the skirt kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see after taking by surprise with another one maybe
today. Yeah, you might
have
to do another one today. So funny.
But,
So if you take anything away from this episode, let it be book your damn girls weekend.
Yep.
I can't tell you how good it is for your soul, how needed it is for you, for your husband, for your kids. And also too, I've noticed a lot of people here are like on a baby moon. I think there's a lot of like
heaven. Yeah, we've noticed that. Absolutely. Mm. a lot of like, yeah, either, I mean, they could have their second kid, but I feel like they're very like new to being a mum.
But then, I mean, do we look like we could be new to being a mum if we were pregnant? Like, no, what makes you look like you're a first time mum?
That's so true. It is true. Because maybe first time mums would actually go on a baby mood, whereas like you might not have the time
to do harder. Yeah, you're so right.
But you can't just assume. Yeah, take that vacation. If you need a car, go test drive.
The Chery Tiggo
7 Pro.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram if you don't already, because we've got lots of, we'll have a lot of information up about the car as well. And, you know, share some photos and some videos. But thanks for listening, guys, and we can't wait to be in your ears again next week. And I hope you have a fabulous week.
Bye.